welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Hang on. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. We have with us Wynn. And pronounce your last name for the group, Wynn.
C-H-O-F-O.
Oh, Wynn Pho. And you reside in Florida.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us your Nikan story. And you can give as much details as you want. But for those of us who have never met you, I've talked to people in the last few days. And by the way, if you're new to Saturday AM Live and listening to these, welcome. And if you've been around a little bit, this is, Wynn's story is quite unique, but it's actually quite common. And the umbrella that, as most of us get induced to Nikan for a variety of different reasons, we get impacted by this company and the philosophies and the products, and but there's so much to humans being more. So, Wynn, take it away. Tell us about your Nikan journey.
It was 8 years ago, 7-8 years ago. A client of mine told Susan Carver, I have somebody, I think she's really into holistic. Why don't you come by and talk to her? So Susan come by and talked to me the first time. She talked about this Japanese company and all this stuff. And lo and behold, I spoke to my parents, and they said they had a Nikan sleep system. And I said, oh boy. So I decide when she told me what they can do and all that stuff, I said, and I actually had a few friends who I was helping back then, just from the heart, had Parkinson's and stuff like that. They had to buy from it because of the disease. So I, within a month, I had a wellness home, I got a sleep system, I had a water, I had everything. And I just went ahead and helped people because I had a wellness salon. My background was engineering. Back in the 80s, and I left corporate America because of so much stress. And then I got sick with colon cancer about 16 years ago. And that's woke me up and changed my life. And I started changing the way I eat, and mainly organic food, healthy can be. And also when I get well, my husband passed away. 4 years later, he had stomach cancer and passed away, even though he had the best medical treatment at Mayo Clinic. I got him in right away. My cousin was a chairman in a transplant at Mayo and get him in, but nothing they can do to save him with all the chemo and radiation and surgery. Within 22 months, he's gone. So that's how I start my journey with wellness and nutrition. And then I just, Nikan just fell into my lap, and I love it. And every moment I know somebody I can help, I spread the word. And I just, I'm not good with social media. I just sign up and with this group, and they're coaching us how to do. So I create my own community, healthy and beauty tip with me, with Wynn. So that's what I've been doing, and share and help people. Actually, I helped one of my clients don't have to have surgery with her arm after she fell and fractured really bad. Just use Nikan technology and supplement within about 7 weeks it healed. And she was like, thrill can be, she doesn't have to have surgery. So that's how I start, and I just love it. I wouldn't trade anything in the world. And I treat my wellness business like another career. I'm still working on it because I have 8-hour job during the day, and then I work on this in evening and weekend. But I love my Nikan family friend, especially Ruth Lowe. She always has, you know, when I need something, I text her, she helped me. And also, anybody in Nikan, it's just so special to me. It's just like another family I have, which I don't. I'm really thrilled to be part of Nikan. So that's how my journey started. And then it's helped me. I feel so good. I'm in my 50 now. I'm 54, and in May I'll be 55. And I feel like I'm still in my 30s. Even though, you know, I'm in my 50s, but my client said, you don't look like your age. I think because the way I live, and also Nikan really helped me. I use Nikan technology on me every day. Insole, you know, the power chip, anything in my body starts I don't have Tylenol or aspirin in my house, so I use, if I had a little boo-boo hurt or something, I use joint supplement, and that's it. And the technology. So if any of you have questions, let me know.
Oh, no, no. When you cannot even go there quite yet, because as the host, I get to ask all the questions first. Let me just say, by the way, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because what you did is you unpacked, or you peeled the onions in such a beautiful way in such a short amount of time. And as we always say with Niken, we don't make any medical claims. I was talking with Sister Mary Margaret. She is the head sister at a home here in our small community. And she was giving me the history of this home where they lived that was built in 1916. And I did not know that one of the longest resident of it was a naturopathic physician who eventually lost her license, and the medical board or whoever it was came in and they forced her to shut down because she was, practicing medicine without a license. But one of the things that she shared with me, Sister Mary Margaret, was that she helped these people discover answers, just like what you just said, discover answers that God put out in nature, that all the solutions are there. Sometimes we need drugs and surgery. But what we've discovered with Niken, what you just shared, is that, hey, wait a second, there is a better way. Let's help our body help itself. And your story, along with a lot of people that you've helped, is pretty strong. It's pretty amazing. And oftentimes, especially with your own journey with cancer, with losing your husband to cancer, that's pretty amazing. And people say, well, did she just make a medical claim? No, you just simply shared your story. So thank you for that. I wanna ask you, Wynn, because, and then we can open it up for questions. That would be fun. When you look back, because it's, for some of us, you said 8 years, your journey began 8 years ago, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, your 8 years or your 20 years newer than me. Okay. Cause I'm approaching, actually we passed it, but I'm approaching my 27th, I guess, renewal date. But my point is this. And looking back over 8 years, I know you've seen a lot. I love the fact that you say you don't have any Tylenol in your house, that kind of thing. Could Niken be something? And again, I'm looking at the news. We're in a very volatile political climate right now, where healthcare has always been, and it's even more so now, front and center. Because we still, unfortunately, can't come out of this mode that Western medicine, drugs, and surgery are the only way. And I just was reading Consumer Reports this morning about the bottled water industry and all that. But in your opinion, could Niken be the solution for people, especially, again, coming from your perspective?
I think Niken is a vehicle to help people live healthier. And prevention, that's the key, is prevention. We not cure anything, but we prevent things, especially a chronic illness. So I have another client of mine had COVID. She got home from the hospital. I put her on all the supplements. I talked to Karen Wilkin, and she helped me out. And I think definitely Niken can help us to maintain our health as long as we can on this earth. Who doesn't want to have quality of life? Who doesn't want to be happy and healthy and travel, do fun things? Isn't it all life about? Because I was so sick after my cancer, I thought I was going to die. I couldn't even get out of bed for like 6 months. No strength. So I had 2 back-to-back surgery within 6 months apart at MD Anderson Cancer Center. So I value our health. very much. I tell my client, nothing worth more in the world than your health. Doesn't matter how much money you have. But actually, after work today, I'm going to visit one of my clients who just had a stroke, and I've been helping her with her broken arm, and she told me it's doing better. So I just don't tell her. I said, this is all natural, and I have no side effects. That's all I'm telling them. And just try it out and see what happens.
I love the fact that you mentioned COVID, too. And I want to reiterate here again, when you're not making a medical claim, because you said I helped my other client with a broken arm. And we're always quick, and I did this the other day. We have a young lady that lives with us, and she's got a hereditary thyroid issue. And I said to her, why don't you, I've got some extra necklaces here. Some of these are old, and I really can't sell them. And just pick one and start wearing it. And I said, and I'll get you a power chip to put on it. And she said, well, what does it do? I said, well, we've had some other people do this. So I reached out, just like you did. I reached out to a friend, Barb Satterwhite, and I said, remind me again what's the most common, what you remember, what you've seen with people with thyroid issues. And I loved her response because I said, I'm going to suggest a necklace and a power chip. And she wrote back to me immediately, and she said, it wouldn't hurt. So it sounds like you do the same thing, Wen.
Yeah, I do. I'm thinking I had to learn how to do little virtual Facebook thing with my client in my community. I asked my client to help me. So that's what I'm doing. Actually, my grandfather is the first one to start the herbalism business in my country early 1900. He the hugest distributor. He's from China. And then he migrated to Vietnam, and then he married a Vietnamese woman. And that's how he started his business. He had like 10 herbalists working for him. And that's how they treat people back then. They don't have antibiotics. They don't have antibiotics. That's how my family background. And I'm the only granddaughter that has a passion to do this holistic way. Because I do have cousin in medical field, physician, all that stuff. But I'm the only one look at different side, how can we heal our body or get better beside a prescription drug? And my brother is, he managed, I don't know how many hospitals. He's based out of Colorado now. He started his own company, consulting to people who purchase hospital, and they go in and tell them how to make more money. And I was at his town, Colorado. He had a little problem with his ankle. And he couldn't walk. And I just put an ankle wrap and necklace and all whatever I had on my trip with me. The next morning, he felt so much better. He just looked at me like, what is going on? What did you put on me? So, but he's very skeptical. So you just have to work at them slowly. Your family, you love them dearly, but you can't force them to have the same belief you do. So I just work
and
slowly.
I'm sure when you're the only one that has family members like that.
I'll be honest with my family, my brother, both of them, is not open mind like I do. So, but they do listen. That's it. But my parents too. I help them as much as I can. And it's hard. Family is different. But my client, when I spoke to them, they just they believe in me because they had trust in me. They knew me, you know, many years. I have my wellness business here. My salon is holistic salon. It's for 23 years coming up. So, you know, you have to have trust. People come to you because they have to have trust you. Otherwise, they won't come to you. So that's the main thing, the trusting part.
And what I think is beautiful about your story as well is that 8 years in, you've made a decision just to keep helping people, and they either trust you or they don't. And I love the fact that you're using the analogy of a family member who works in the medical industry, saying, you know, although he's skeptical, I would even say maybe a little stubborn. Could it be that simple? Could it be, you know, if you got an ankle issue and you put something on it and it goes directly to the problem? Yeah, it can. It can.
He had gout, and his wife said, "Don't you think your sister know what she's doing?" His wife is a pharmacist, and he just like brushed me off, you know. But he coming home again in Christmas with the kid, and so I just work on him slowly. He can't even run now because I think his knee is hurting. And he's young. He's a lot younger than me. And he's 40. He almost died five years ago with a massive heart attack. His heart stopped, and they had to do four stents because of stress. When
wow.
you look at him, it's full of perfect health. He doesn't have an ounce of fat in his body, but he has super stressed job. He travel Monday to Friday and come home on weekend with the kid and family. And that's why he quit his job and start this company out in Colorado. And he had, I think, his group about 20 staff, and most of them are medical MD. So I'm still working on my brother slowly. So, but as I pray for him all the time. He did change his diet. He doesn't eat much red meat. He eat a lot of fish and veggies. But I know he's on medication because his heart condition. And it just breaks my heart to see it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's hard. It's hard when your own brother, and I have two, I'm the middle, I'm the perfect child in the middle. That's a joke, by the way, folks. But they were all three wired very similar, yet so different in that. My older brother, even yesterday, he texted me and said, "Man, I'm just not feeling very well. I'm hoping a quick shower will help." And a couple hours later, I said, "Hey, did you figure out what was going on?" And he said, "No, I don't know." And I said, "Are you feeling better now?" "Nah, a little." And I can only do so much, you know. A diet that's rich in the wrong things and not. Rich in good clean water. He does eat a lot of salads, I will have to admit he does, but he just it's hard because our German sweet tooth tends to take over, and if there's something healthy and then something that's filled with sugar right next to it, I'm going to go for the healthy option. He'll go the other direction because of that issue. And it's been like that since we were kids. I got in trouble once. He really, really got upset at me when I when I found a box of cake mix with a spoon in it under his bed. And I went and gave it to our mom. Boy, he was mad at me. He was so mad at me. But that he's always had that sugar addiction. So when I want to open the line, if we can. Because I can ask a lot of questions. You and I could dialogue and tell stories. But I want to open up the line. We don't do this very often. But you've got questions. When's got answers? Okay, we'll take the old Radio Shack commercial, the marketing standpoint on that. So push *6. Try and be nice one at a time. And let's have some fun here for a few minutes if you guys want. And that's what we call dead air. and I'll be gracious.
Okay. Well, Vance,
I guess there we go. Go ahead, Doug. Thank you.
Yeah. One of the interesting things that's going on in my life right now is a search for purpose. And I just read a great book called Living the Purpose-Filled Life. And in Vance's communication, he indicated that you indicated that you felt that you found your purpose in life.
Absolutely.
Let me just share a couple of little things that kind of transpired, and I don't want to offend anybody, but when our Savior, Jesus Christ, died on the cross, he looked up to the Heavenly Father and he says, "It is finished." And we each were created with some very, very special gifts and talents. And from my perspective, I'm coming to feel that we need to use those very gifts and talents for the glory and honor of his kingdom. And when I'm 77 years old and I'm not 100% sure that I have discovered my purpose, the purpose that I was created for. So maybe with those comments, you could, can you respond to that by any chance?
Sure. I'll be honest with you, when I was on the deathbed at the hospital, I look back in my life, I said, what really makes me happy? Not my job. The only thing that makes me happy is helping another human being.
Amen.
Be with my family. So I become a Christian 10 years ago. My family, Buddhism and Catholic and all that stuff, but I become Christian before my husband passed away. So when he passed away, all my free time, I did fundraiser for kids with cancer, local in Florida here, and also orphanage in Vietnam. So I host, I rent high school, I get the community together, I raised about over $10,000. And then I took a month off, I went to Asia. I was a little nervous. I flew to Singapore, and that's my trip to Singapore and to Thailand. And to China. I was in China quite a bit. And then I went to Vietnam. I was supposed to go to Japan because of the tsunami and all the stuff going on over there. So the ship couldn't land there. I was deadly ill on the boat. We thought we all were like, oh my God, everybody's sick on the ship. We were on the Princess. So when I land in Vietnam, the weather was so bad. We're supposed to go to three area. Port, but we only land one port. That's the main one I want to see. I will meet some people and take me to the orphanage. I went to the orphanage and I took all the stuff I could. I bought all kinds of supplements. I know the kids need them because children from baby until 5 or 6. So I had like full suitcase with all supplements I carry with me. And I got to the orphanage and I met the people running, and the lady who started them is a cancer thriver too, and she wasn't there. She was at hospital treatment for breast cancer in Saigon. So I was over there and meet all the staff, and it's just so amazing because you see the children, they're so innocent, and it's amazing to see all the people in that local community, even physicians pull together to help to raise all these poor children. Some of them handicapped because Agent Orange. They bone one arm, one leg. And after that trip, I came home. I was like, wow. People don't realize how blessed they live in this country. And it just break my heart to see what's going on in our country this year, 2020. I just like, how can they do this? And had no respect. No manner, no compassion. So my goal is, actually I get to meet them because my goal, another 10 years I will retire my business. I want to be able to do the income coming in weekend, and my income will do my charity work. That's my goal in life. Whatever I earn in weekend, that's going to my charity work when I retire. So it's the passion, and if you found that passion and purpose in life, nothing's stopping you. Like I'm having somebody, you know, helping me get out of my kitchen this next 3 weeks, redo them, and get out my – I live in a 43-year-old home. I asked Van a couple of days ago the popcorn filling. I had no idea. I had to tape everything up. He said, make sure you cover everything up when before we show up on Monday. So I can't wait to have a kitchen, a decent kitchen, so I can do some different dishes, and I share with my community easy way to cook a meal, how to eat healthy, how to maintain. And then I'm going to start my veggie garden. I had 2 acres here on the creek, and the old cabinet I have, I'm going to save it, and I'm going to do veggie bed, and I'm going, you know, cabbage, kale, and broccoli, whatever. I'm going to start out a new veggie garden and then share with my community and tell them, you know, hey, this is not easy. It's not expensive at all. People keep telling me, oh, it's so expensive to eat healthy. I said, not really. When you go to a hospital, it's that expensive. When you get chemo treatment, expensive. My husband was
I don't want to interrupt you, Wendy, but I want to key in on a point here. I'm going to make sure I text you Doug's phone number because I appreciate the fact that Doug was the one that asked you the question, because you and Doug, when it comes to remodeling your home, you and Doug are going to become fast friends. Doug, you want to tell Wynn what you do for an occupation right now?
Well, for an occupation, I work at the Home Depot. But that is a long story. When I was 45, I had a heart attack and a triple bypass surgery. And 7 years later, I had a disabling stroke. I woke up one morning and I couldn't remember code sections. I couldn't speak. I couldn't use my right hand or my right leg. And in that process, I had a very dear friend introduce me to the Neekin products. And I basically developed, at that time, Neekin had a thing called a certified wellness home. And so my home became a certified wellness home, which I have to attribute to my tremendous recovery, because today I can do about 99% of everything that I could do before. I have a few little disabilities like dyslexia. I get numbers mixed up once in a while, and I get letters mixed up once in a while, which I never had before I had the stroke. But recently I realized that what I needed to do was focus my life on helping people develop Neekin wellness homes. And so that's what I'm working on right now. I'm working on some very interesting technology to help me get in touch with people without having to have wellness home gatherings in my home or in other people's home or in places of business. I'm learning to use the internet. I'm learning to use some of the technology that's available today to reach people. It's been an exciting experience for me. You know,
Doug, here's my point that I really want to drive home, that I hear both of you saying, is that sometimes it takes a life-altering experience to find out that, you know, if we go out there with that intention on helping other people, and the movie that comes to mind, it's almost like a documentary, but it's a really, really great movie, and I don't remember if we watched it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but the title of the movie is Noble, N-O-B-L-E, and it's about the true story of a gal. That's her last name. I believe it's Carolyn Noble. Now, I may be having it totally mixed up, but that's the name of the movie, okay, Noble. And it's about her experience going to Asia for the first time, being an orphan herself in Great Britain, and losing her mom and having an alcoholic father. And fast forward, and it's a great movie. It's exactly what you just described, Wynn, of seeing how blessed we are, how fortunate we are. And when we've experienced a wellness home, when we've experienced a second or a third or a fourth chance, or every day when we wake up and we realize, wow, that was a great night's sleep on that Neekin sleep system.
Yeah.
Or, wow, my shoulder feels so much better with that little tiny piece of Neekin duct tape. And are we making medical claims? No, we're not. We're simply using products that help our body help themselves. Man, I feel so much better when I drink Neekin water. And sometimes,
amen,
sometimes we're in a pinch and we have to grab whatever's available, because we've been crawling around in an attic that the bathroom fan caught on fire, and it's got blown-in insulation that's got a lot of fiberglass and a lot of dust, and we're wearing a certified mask and all that good stuff, but sometimes we get a little bit of those embers in our throat, and we're just going, wow, this is a... And I'd love to say that was a hypothetical situation that happened to me less than 24 hours ago, but sometimes that happens. But when I got home, what fixed the problem instantaneously was grabbing a glass of Nikan water, and it fixed the problem. It's that simple. So when you're really nailing it, and thank you, Doug, for that addition, because but I want, when, if you can answer Doug's question, and I think we'll wrap it up with that. Purpose. Has Nikan helped you discover, has humans being more, have the five pillars of health, five pillars of wellness, have they helped you discover that purpose in helping other people?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, when you certainly helped me. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Van, for helping me on the call. I appreciate it.
No, this was fun. And I know there's so much more that we can explore. And I want to encourage folks to do exactly what Wynn's done. Wynn has, accomplished in 8 years, because there's a lot more to explore. But the key is, I think that, as we all know this, we've heard it before, it's not when we get into Nikan, it's when Nikan gets into us. And it truly is. The five pillars of wellness, the healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, healthy society. And you can play with the order. I don't want to get into semantics, but I think that's the beautiful thing of it. When we really get in and we take a few moments to slow down, unplug, turn off the TV, unplug from social media. I know it's good. I know it's great, but just have a conversation with somebody and say, hey, I was thinking, just like Wynn's own sister-in-law said, shouldn't you listen to her husband? Shouldn't you listen to your sister? Don't you think she might know something? We're not experts. But we've learned some things that, and when we come across other people who are open, I think that's the key. We see that a lot in any industry that we're involved in.
Absolutely. I do agree. I only work with people who have opened my mind. I learned a hard lesson in beginning my career with Nikan. I try to help everybody, but it's not working because they don't have open mind.
Amen.
And sometimes I was so sad, but I said, that's their journey, Wynn. That's their journey. Nothing you can do to change them.
Yep. Any industry. Trust me, I get to play. People say, oh, you're a roofer? Nope. I'm a third-generation ten bender. It's in my DNA. And just like Wynn, you have, in your DNA, your history, your father. It's in your DNA to help people. And we all get to help people. That's the beautiful thing. And when somebody's roof is leaking or their gutters are dripping, just like the nuns that I got to help yesterday, I said, oh, I found the problem. And they said, what was it? I said, well, your gutter had a hole in it. Somebody punched a quarter-inch hole in your gutter. That's why it was dripping and messing up your beautiful brickwork down below.
No.
Simple. Yeah, so there's all kinds of solutions out there. But I want to remind everybody.
So what happened?
I want to remind everybody before the call goes completely south here, because it's about to happen. It's inevitable. Saturday AM Live is the website.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.